As many of you may know, reporters and media personnel have worked tirelessly day and night, even going as far as camping outside Istana Negara to bring us the latest updates on Malaysia's political situation. But their efforts never went unnoticed as they received gifts, food and even power banks from Aragong, corporate companies and fellow Malaysians that just wanted to help out those in need. While this spirit of generosity has warmed our hearts, there's always someone who will turn a movement of kindness into a stunt for fame. A Malaysian YouTuber known as Isa Isarb got in trouble with the law after being detained by authorities for attempting to distribute 10,000 RM1 notes to the crowds gathered outside Istana Negara today, the 27th of February, as said by reports from Malay Mail. Isa, who is notoriously known for staging pranks and sharing them on social media, could be seen distributing the cash in a video posted on his Facebook page that has since garnered 292,936 views, 7,300 reactions and 1,900 comments to date. Habiskan RM10K Bagi Wartawan di Istana Negara. Kita Buat Challenge Habiskan RM 10,000 Memberi Orang Yang Berada di Hadapan Istana Negara. Posted by Isa Isarb on Wednesday, February 26, 2020. The Agong gave away McDonald's yesterday, today it is KFC, so I want to give away RM 10,000 in RM1 notes to everybody, said the YouTuber at the start of the clip. Perfectly aware of what a risky position it placed him in, Isa went on to say, "We want to bring about an anti-corruption awareness. But who knows what the police might think. They might think we are trying to cause a riot or offer bribes to people for their support in politics." Isa and his team started distributing the RM1 notes to the public, reporters, photographers and cameramen at the scene upon arriving outside Istana grounds. However, the YouTuber was stopped by authorities after only giving up RM600. Even though Isa kept insisting that the live donation was done for fun, the group was forced to leave the premises immediately. But on their journey back from the palace, they found out that they were being followed by two men who appeared to be linked to the authorities. The YouTuber and his team were then sternly advised not to attempt a stunt like that again. At the end of the video, Isa advised his viewers to always fight against corruption. Nonetheless, his stunt didn't pull the heartstrings of netizens as most Facebook users began criticizing him for being disrespectful, attention-seeking and fame-hungry. While we're not entirely sure about the intentions behind this stunt, all Malaysians should be considerate of the severe state our country's political situation is in now. What do you guys think of this? Also read, Xiaomi Powerbanks, New Clothes, T-Live, here's all the free stuff media got at Istana Negara yesterday. Source, Malay Mail Source, Facebook Source, Facebook. You have reached the end of this story.